I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You can call in with your questions to our beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village, 312-642-5600. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. We've got a packed studio of some fantastic people, so let's get right into it. I'm joined here in studio by the fantastic and wonderful Jason, the head of school for the Chicago Academy of the Arts. Jason, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thrilled to be here.
So, Jason Patera, so tell us your story and of finding the school. And I can tell you with the smile on your face, you're just so passionate about the work of the Chicago Academy of the Arts.
So I work at the coolest high school in the world, and we're the Chicago Academy for the Arts. We're in the River West neighborhood. We've been there for about 35 years. I've been there, depending on when you start counting, for the past 20 or 25. And I found this place through a bizarre set of coincidences. I was on a delivery for this music shop I worked at when I was 16 years old, and they sent me to this school. I walk in the door, and I'm thinking, this is a high school, really? Where's the barbed wire? My high school's got barbed wire. My high school's got police out front. Why does everybody here look so happy? And I just started hanging out there. The woman who was the principal, I did this for a couple of years, 16, 17, 18 years old. The woman who was the principal pulls me aside one day and explains she is determined that I'm going to become a high school teacher. I thought this was a crazy idea. I was going to be a rock star. And she says, you are going to be a high school teacher. She made me go to college. She made me finish the program. And she said, when you finish, you're going to come back here and teach.
We're chatting with Jason Patera, the head of school for the Chicago Academy for the Arts. And Jason, you have described this school as a magical place. Your words, not mine. Tell us a little bit about the outcomes. Tell us about the graduates and the folks that are coming out of this, as you say, magical place.
Sure. Well, the educational model here is rigorous academic courses, and then there's 3 to 5 hours every day of specialized arts training. So students who come through this program are well qualified to audition successfully at all the best arts conservatories and colleges in the country. And about 2/3 of them do that, and many go on to achieve the best possible success in the arts fields. One of the leads in Hamilton right now is one of our alums. Another one of our alums has written 3 or 4 number one songs in the last few years. We have some Grammy winners among our alums. About 2/3 of our alums go into the arts when they leave the school. Another third, though, they don't pursue the arts. They go into law, or they go into finance, or they go into science, or they go into mathematics, because they're well prepared to do those things as well.
And are those your boring examples, or are you proud of them too?
We are absolutely proud of them. You know, it's when a 14-year-old walks through the door, we want them thinking that they're going to be the next Spielberg, that they're going to be the next Baryshnikov, that they're going to write the next great American novel. When you're 14, you're supposed to dream big, and a lot of our alums succeed on that level. But we're thinking what we're doing is actually something really bigger, that we're preparing them to be successful no matter what path they take, whether that's the arts or something totally different.
Behind those success stories of all of those graduates, and you just named many very, very notable, noteworthy examples of alums that have come through the Chicago Academy for the Arts, there must be a very, very talented faculty and administration that's enabling all of this work to take place. Obviously, I see you here in studio. You're beaming from ear to ear, and you've probably told this story hundreds, perhaps even thousands of times. But tell us about your colleagues and the people that make it all happen.
These are the best teachers in the world. I have absolute confidence in that. We're an independent school, And so as an independent school, we can draw our faculty from a variety of sources. All of our arts teachers are relevant professionals in the world. So when you're in dance class, your dance teacher is somebody with significant experience and success in that field. When you're in music class, or if you're in an acting class, these are people who have notable achievements in that field and also a passion and effectiveness for teaching. Combine that with a culture of mentorship, a culture of relationships. I'm the head of the school. I know every single kid in the building. Every kid's got my cell phone number. It's a very family-like atmosphere. When you combine that expertise with that closeness in the community, the outcomes are bound to be fantastic.
So, Jason, you mentioned that the Chicago Academy for the Arts is an independent school. How are your students and families finding out about the school, and how is the school funded?
So I'm glad you asked that. We are actually one of two schools in Chicago, arts high schools in Chicago, with virtually the same name. So there's one school called the Chicago High School for the Arts. They call themselves Shy Arts. They're a public school. They're part of CPS. And we are an independent school, Chicago Academy for the Arts. Independence means that our students come from all over the place. They come from certainly the city of Chicago. They come from Naperville. They come from Winnetka. We have a student who comes in from Whitewater, Wisconsin every day. It's a three-hour trip one way. An independent school, we don't get any money from the state. We don't get any money from the federal government. All of our money comes through a combination of tuition and fundraising. We do a substantial amount of fundraising because every year we award almost $1.5 million in financial aid and scholarships to help make it possible for elite young artists to be able to enroll in our program.
Obviously, arts is in the school name. How do you stay current on the latest and greatest in the world of arts? Do you frequently have speakers and visitors to the school?
A school like ours, staying current on the arts front is pretty easy because we're able to attract all sorts of guest artists all the time. They might come in for an afternoon and hang out with the students. They might be in residency for 3 or 4 months. Education everywhere is changing very rapidly, though. It's a revolutionary pace of change. And schools everywhere have to sort out between, is this a fad that's going to go away in 2 months? Or are these changes things that we need to get on board and adopt? The training that we're able to provide our teachers and our small size and flexibility allows us to respond rapidly to the changes in the educational environment.
Are there any models that you're following around the country that you are essentially replicating, or are there other schools that are replicating the model that you have created here in Chicago?
We are absolutely the standard bearer. There are only 4 independent arts high schools in the entire country. We're the only one that's not a boarding school. We're the only one that's in a city environment. So we are unique in that regard, and we're proud of that.
So, Jason, our listeners are surely amazed by the examples that you've provided. The story, your story, which truly is incredible. I understand the Chicago Academy for the Arts is really the only place that you've worked, and it's clearly, as you described it, as a magical place. What can people do to step up? I realize that you rely on donations, but tell us how people can get involved and support your marvelous work.
The most important thing people can do is spread the word about the work that we're doing. Like I said, it's a magical place. We've had a long history of enormous success with our alums. People can tell their friends, if you know a really high-achieving young artist who would benefit from an education like this, send them to our school. We're a high school. We take transfer students, but we also have a great Saturday and summer program for students in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And we're all the time, we're recruiting for music, dance, media arts, visual arts, theater, and musical theater.
Incredible, incredible. And folks that want that potentially know people in the arts that might want to volunteer or step up, how can they get involved that way?
The best way to learn more about us is our website, chicagoacademyforthearts.org, and it's got information not only about giving, not only about the audition and application process, but ways for people to spread the word and get involved.
Absolutely fantastic. Jason Patera, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio, telling us about this magical place, Chicago Academy for the Arts. One more time, the website so our listeners can find out more about ways to get involved.
ChicagoAcademyForTheArts.org.
Fantastic. Jason Patera, the head of school, Chicago Academy for the Arts. Appreciate your time on the program. We'll be sure to follow the progress and the story of all the fantastic work that you're doing. Speaking of stories, we've got many, many more coming up on the program today. We are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and we have some fantastic guests lined up today. You don't want to miss a moment of it. Also, a special treat towards the end of the program. We've got some tips, advice, and information for all of you small business owners out there. You don't want to miss it, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You could get on my website, shalomklein.com, and that's where you get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on this very program. Be sure to check out our wonderful sponsors, Tandem HR. They are our solution center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. They also have a fantastic new website with a great blog of information about the Affordable Care Act and all sorts of compliance information that you need. Stay current if you are running a business and you have employees in this day and age. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. But Chicago, we'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano, taking a look at traffic on the inbound Edens, Lake Hook to the junction at 19, on the outbound at 20, inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 26 from Montrose 14, on the outbound at the junction, an accident blocking the right lane from downtown at 22 minutes to O'Hare at 42, express lanes at 18, on the inbound Ike, Thorndale to the circle at 31, on the outbound at 50 minutes from the post office, heavy from Damon to First Avenue, inbound Stevenson, no delays from Veterans Memorial to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes. On the outbound at 39, sluggish from Dan Ryan to Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 25 minutes. On the outbound, 295th from downtown at 24. No delays from the circle all the way to the Skyway. It is currently 33 degrees and partly cloudy. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 49 with a low of 39. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
There's a trend in Europe and is spread like a virus to American schools, banning best friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Yeah, because it excludes other people. And I think you could have 4 to 5 best friends, but my limit's 5. What's your limit?
I don't have any friends. 5 best friends is your limit.
Mm-hmm. I have 5 best friends that protect me, I protect them, and we don't repeat each other's stuff, if you know what I mean.
That's a gang. Those aren't best friends.
Weekday mornings, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
By the time I reached a one-year period, I had lost 2 inches off my waist, and I lost 17 pounds.
I think they're part of the reason that I was able to shake 10 pounds, and I think because the support, nutritional support. My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
You've got a good product. It's just amazing.
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago. That's promo code Chicago. Order today.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by a returning guest, Dr. Mitch Weisberg, the Chief Medical Officer of ViaMedicus, as well as Kate Brady, the Vice President of Business Development for ViaMedicus. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Kate, Viamedicus, you're working hard at shaking up the experience for both consumers and for providers and for employers in the healthcare space. Tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing and I guess why it's making such an impact. Let's start on the patient side.
Well, we improve the health of individuals who have multiple chronic conditions, and we do this through behavioral change that's brought about with licensed clinical social workers. So it's not just an app.
It's fascinating, and for so long the process has been just the process, and the system is the system, and people are expected to go through the same process of a primary care physician. And they don't have that. You just described it as a guide, that licensed clinical social worker. Dr. Weisberg, tell us why on the provider side this approach is so unique and frankly, a better process.
Thank you, Shalom. So when I'm talking to providers, I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to us because I am one of them.
Yes.
And have been for 27 years, and I know, so I think I pretty much know what we have a pretty collective experience, and I think that is one of where we do our bread and butter, if you will, are exactly these patients, those that have multiple chronic conditions simultaneously. And I could tell you that and I'm sure my colleagues are in the same position. Yes, I do have a personal relationship with each of my patients. I think I love most of them and most of them love me and all that, but that's just not enough to help them be well, right? We really need to focus all our time with the patient on really managing the nuts and bolts of these chronic conditions, and sort of the well-being might, not get into the equation. And so what I love about Viamedicus, why I became the chief medical officer is because it offers something for us to send our patients to know that they're going to get that personalized attention, because their problems with well-being might be something like they can't manage technology. And the VICARE program and the licensed clinical social worker will help them get better at technology and overcome that stress.
So, Mitch, you mentioned that you've been in medicine for 27 years, which means that you started at age 5. We'll perhaps cover that later in the program. But in all of that time, and long before that too, as I mentioned, the system hasn't changed. You mentioned time, and you mentioned relationships with patients. The reality is that the time has been limited forever, that
yes,
folks have appointments and doctors are triple booked, and they're always taking a reactive approach as opposed to a proactive approach.
Yes.
Why wasn't Viamedicus around sooner? And tell us the story of why this approach is working.
Thank you. And I think about this exact question continuously. And that's why it was when I was first introduced to Viamedicus, it clicked, because it was something that I had already envisioned that I did not know already existed. So, and it's really, in my analysis, it's not the system, and it's not the and it's not us, and it's not the patients. It's simply the nature of what we do. We're science. We're scientists. We understand our patients at a molecular level, and that's complicated. It takes a lot of time, but so that this whole thing about wellness really is not something we have the time or resource to also do.
So, Kate, on the employer side, which is a all important issue over here, because often employers are the ones carefully watching over their costs. Employers have been frustrated with a lack of options and very limited solutions. Tell us a little bit about the conversations that you and your colleagues at Viamedicus have been having with employers and why they have been so excited and, frankly, quite animated about the new solutions that are being provided to them that Mitch was just talking a little bit about.
Sure. First of all, employers are really working hard to control their healthcare spend, but they don't always know where that big spend is coming from. And so one of the first things that we do is we analyze their healthcare spend, and we find that small percentage of their employee population who are the most expensive. And we then provide them with a solution that will actually not just control costs, but will give them a positive ROI by the end of 12 to 18 months.
Interesting. And you have described in the past that the key differentiator is that licensed clinical social worker. And as I mentioned earlier, you described them as the guide. What is the first step in the process? What sort of assessment is taking place for the individuals that are being brought into the Viamedicus solution?
What we do, first of all, obviously, is we find them, and then we have the individual recommended the program by their own primary care physician, so that we are working side by side with their primary care doctor. And once they sign into our program, we do an initial health assessment so that we get an understanding of not just their health, but really their well-being and the sense, and to find out how much control they feel that they have over their life and over their health.
And talk to us briefly about the technology behind the platform. How is the technology improving the experience in a way that perhaps has not existed in the past?
Sure. The technology is really an amplifier for our licensed clinical social worker. It also collects data about the life of the individual who is enrolled in our program. Our technology platform also delivers information to the employee about their conditions to help them learn more about it in a very simple way that's available 24/7. And then that way they're starting to get not just a sense of control through their licensed clinical social worker interaction, but also through the fact that they're learning more about their condition and we're helping them walk their journey to better health.
Fascinating. And Mitch, I know you are a quick judge of people in general, and again, that's for a whole another conversation. But you have focused because of your practice over the past 27 years or so, you have been able to spend the time with people in a way that most physicians have not been able to, and you have discovered I guess the lack of productivity by some employees that are dealing with multiple conditions. Have you found through the Viamedicus solution an improvement in sort of that experience?
Absolutely. It's to respond kind of to your statement about a quick judge, and to give more to that is because I agree with you. I am. That's my professionally. I am. Because I do in my practice what we do at Viamedicus with an individual, we could do it pretty efficiently by personalizing the care, being more of a support than a director of the care. So, for instance, in ViCare, we ask three important questions. First thing we're going to do when we get a new enrollee is we're going to ask them, how well do you feel? Or how unwell do you feel? Why? What's the reasons? And we don't tell them why. We ask why, what their perception is to why. And then, most importantly, what do you want to do about it?
And that proactive approach is the Viamedicus difference. Mitch and Kate, thank you so much. We'll definitely continue the conversation, but that's all we have time for today. Again, Kate Brady, Vice President of Business Development for Viamedicus, and Dr. Mitch Weisberg, Chief Medical Officer. Thank you so much for joining us. I know our listeners can learn more at vicarehealth.com. But we're going to continue the conversation about healthcare with Dr. Fred Jacobs, who's going to talk about foreign-trained doctors outperforming U.S. graduates. We'll be right back.
Not a day goes by without a terrorist attack somewhere in the world or violence right here in our own streets. It can be paralyzing, which is why we're here at AM 560. We try to make sense of it all, but sometimes you're looking for a deeper understanding of life's most troubling issues. We'd like to encourage you to check out our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. We'll still be here when you come back, but give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com. Because even when you have the answers, you still need hope.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. The White House talking tax reform as the Senate continues working on the bill. Fox's Gernal Scott.
On Fox News Sunday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's at odds with Senate Democrats who say tax cut plans only benefit the wealthy.
This is about making the business tax system competitive, which is about creating jobs.
Mnuchin says discussions continue on Capitol Hill to ensure concerns on both sides of the aisle are being addressed.
The measure contains a provision to repeal the Obamacare individual mandate. President Trump in a spat with the father of a UCLA basketball player arrested in China for shoplifting. The president tweeting,
"Now that the three basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son, and that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail."
Fox's Garrett Tenney in Washington. UCLA suspended the three players indefinitely. Fox News. We report. You decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano, taking a look at traffic on the inbound Edens, Lake Hoke to the junction at 19, out to Lake Hoke at 20 from the junction. Inbound Kennedy, O'Hare to downtown at 26 from Montrose 14. On the outbound at Damon, an accident blocking the off-ramp to the junction from downtown at 15 to O'Hare 37, express lanes at 14. On the inbound Ike, Thorndale to the circle at 31. On the outbound at 50, heavy from Damon to 1st Avenue. Inbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34. On the outbound at 39, sluggish from Dan Ryan to Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 25. On the outbound, no delays at 23 minutes from downtown to 95th. Inbound Bishop Ford at Sibley, disabled vehicle blocking the right lane, heavy from 159th. 894 to Dan Ryan at 20 on the outbound at 22 minutes. It is currently 33 degrees and partly cloudy. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 49 with a low of 39. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you.
Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Newon. I'm Dr. Amy and Associates. We take a team approach to your care. As an integrative and holistic healthcare practice, we look at the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. We've got a wonderfully talented team of providers, family medicine, chiropractic, traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, counselor, psychiatrist that's centered on your health and your wellness. We'll blend the best of Western medicine with the best of Eastern medicine. There's a time and a place for all forms of healing, and that's what we specialize in.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by my returning guest, Dr. Fred Jacobs, the Executive Vice President of St. George's University. Dr. Jacobs, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. So you you have been serving as the chair of the Department of Medicine, as I mentioned, at St. George's University. And I know you've been making the case that foreign-trained doctors are outperforming U.S. graduates. Dr. Jacobs, tell us why.
Well, they are in some studies. The one that we're referring to today is the study done by Harvard Medical School, which looked at Medicare hospital discharges over 30 days, and they looked at thousands of doctors and millions of patients. So it was a huge study, and it showed a statistically significant improvement in 30-day mortality for those patients treated by foreign-trained doctors. Now, I'm really not making the point that foreign-trained doctors are better than U.S. doctors. The point I'm making is that foreign-trained doctors are not worse. The study shows that there was some advantage to going to a foreign-trained doctor. It was a small advantage. It was statistically significant. But the reputation, or what you hear in some quarters, is that foreign-trained doctors are substandard. And the data simply does not support that.
Tell us a little bit about the any of the differences, if there are any, between the training that's taking place. We're using that term foreign-trained doctors, but let's talk specifically about St. George's University. What differences are there as opposed to similar schools and colleges domestic in the United States?
Yeah, thanks. There really aren't any differences. The requirements for the four-year degree leading to doctor of medicine are basically an American model, 2 years of preclinical work, which is done mainly in Grenada, one campus in the United Kingdom. And then all the clinical work is done at either large number of affiliated hospitals in the United States, to a lesser extent, but a significant extent, in England as well. And those clinical rotations and the requirements that are placed upon these students, that is by the requirement to pass all the same exams that the U.S. students pass. These are called the United States Medical Licensing Exam. And you must pass all the parts of that exam required by the Educational Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but that means that you are taking the same tests and held to the same standards as U.S. graduates are, because you have essentially the same curriculum. And that curriculum is approved by the states where we have clinical affiliates, like New York, New Jersey, California, Florida, Georgia, just to name a few. Those states and their departments of education have looked at the curriculum, looked at the programs, and approved them for clinical work because they meet the standards that are required by the states for individuals going through a medical degree program.
And Dr. Jacobs, you've talked a lot about the training, the curriculum. Let's talk about the clinicians and the faculty. I know one of your top priorities during your time as the chair of the Department of Medicine and the executive vice president of St. George's University has been dedicated to the recruitment of top-tier clinicians from around the world. Tell us a little bit about how that has gone and what you look for the experience to be comparable or even better than many competing schools in the United States.
Right. The individual doctors who teach our students at the clinical facilities, which means the hospitals by and large, are attending physicians or full-time faculty at those hospitals. It varies from hospital to hospital. Those are the same faculty, by the way, who teach the U.S. students who are being trained at the exact same hospitals. So in many cases, we have students that are completely commingled with American medical students from a neighboring medical school. So the faculty are basically the same. These are board-certified doctors who've had a long experience in teaching. And the proof of the pudding is that the students do well. They do well on the exams I mentioned before. And the larger proof is that this past year, starting in July of 2017, our graduates who apply for residency positions, the first year of training after graduation from medical school, we placed 905 individuals in first-year residency positions throughout the United States. Now, those positions are those students are accepted by individual program directors in the specialties, medicine, pediatrics, surgery, et cetera, and they're competing for those spots with everybody else. So 905 positions is by a very large multiple more than any other medical school in the world has placed successfully in United States residency programs. That's a fact that really shows the level to which program directors themselves, that is training program, residency program directors, accept the quality of the St. George's education and the St. George's graduates, because their objective in accepting somebody into their residency is for somebody they can trust to care for their patients, who will bring credit to their program and their institution, and who will eventually pass the specialty board exams, because that's a very important factor for program directors.
Well, Dr. Jacobs, that's all we have time for today. We appreciate you coming back on the air to talk a little bit about the experience at St. George's, as well as just foreign-trained medical students. We'll have you back in the future. Thanks so much for joining us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano, taking a look at traffic on the inbound Edens. Lake Hook to the junction at 19, out to Lake Hook at 20. Minor delay from the junction to Foster. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 26 from Montrose 14. On the way back out to O'Hare from downtown at 36 minutes. Express lanes at 14. On the inbound Ike slope from Mannheim into the circle from Thorndale 33 from Mannheim 20. On the outbound slope from Pulaski to First Avenue. Out to Mannheim from the post office at 24 to Thorndale 37 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, no delays from Veterans Memorial to Lakeshore Drive at 34. On the outbound at 36, sluggish from West to Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 17. On the outbound 295th from downtown at 17. Inbound Bishop Ford at Sibley, disabled vehicle blocking the right lane, heavy from 159th. It is currently 33 degrees and partly cloudy. Tonight a low of 30, tomorrow Monday a high of 49. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
CARIS is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARIS provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARIS has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
By the time I reached a one-year period, I had lost 2 inches off my waist, and I lost 17 pounds.
I think they're part of the reason that I was able to shake 10 pounds, and I think because of the support, nutritional support. My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
You've got a good product. It's just amazing.
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago. That's promo code Chicago. Order today.
So the saying goes at this time of year, you know, where we walk into stores and you hear the holiday music playing, you hear 'tis the season. And at this point, I'm going to interject. It's 'tis the season for employment law compliance. That's right. Sorry to break up the festive mode over here. But yes, this is the time of year for employment law compliance. It is already, I can't believe, at the end of November. And as we approach Thanksgiving, it means that all of the Black Friday deals, all of the holiday shopping is underway. As I've discovered by walking into multiple stores today, it's pushy and it's shovey and it's no fun anymore. With all the upcoming holidays, employers may be wondering if they're legally obligated to offer employees paid time off for any of them. So workplace diversity is a hot topic. Is there an employment law compliance or any obligations regarding cultural holidays and religious beliefs? I wondered about that, so I did a little bit of research for our listeners, and here's what business owners need to know. Contrary to popular belief, there are no federal or state laws requiring employers to give paid time off for the holidays. However, according to a 2016 study by the World at Work Association, most companies offer 9 paid holidays as part of the employee benefits package. Employers do, however, have several obligations worth mentioning under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. For example, you have to consider reasonable accommodations for employees' religious observances and beliefs, and you're obligated to negate religious discrimination in the workplace. So how does the law define religious observances or beliefs? The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, defines religious beliefs as theistic beliefs and non-theistic moral or ethical beliefs as to what is right and wrong, which are sincerely held with the strength of traditional religious views. Those are their words, not mine. Often these beliefs extend beyond requested time off for religious holidays. You may see them in areas like work schedules or the dress code policy. For example, a Muslim woman wearing a kimar, a headscarf, for religious reasons may ask for an accommodation to a no hat clause in your dress code policy. Alternatively, a Jewish employee may request an accommodation to the work schedule during winter months when the sun sets early on the Sabbath, typically observed beginning Friday at sundown. By law, business needs to make an accommodation unless doing so would cause an undue hardship. So, of course, you're asking what constitutes an undue hardship. Organizations can prove undue hardship if the accommodation would prove costly, compromise workplace safety, decrease workplace efficiency, infringe on the rights of other employees, or require other employees to do more than their share of potentially hazardous or burdensome work. In the previous example, if a Muslim woman works in a manufacturing plant where the kimar would pose a safety threat with the machinery she operates, you can deny that accommodation request. It would be a different story if the woman worked in an office setting where hats are not allowed due to the impression that they make on customers. Law does not consider anyone's feelings or impressions as an undue hardship, so her employer would and should consider an accommodation. Does this law apply to every business? Well, I researched that too. And Title VII covers all private employers in government and educational institutions with 15 or more employees. However, some states may have anti-discrimination laws that include even smaller companies. Religious organizations can be exempt from Title VII's religious provisions if they pursue and their character are primarily religious. For example, it's legal for a Catholic school to require that its teachers be Catholic. So I've got a few quick best practices for you. If you want to avoid interview questions that allude or directly ask about a religious belief. In fact, Establish a list. You ask every candidate, write out that criteria for choosing candidate and apply it consistently to avoid discriminatory decisions. Create and communicate an anti-harassment policy for your employees. While this may include all harassment, make sure the policy includes religious harassment. It should explain what to do if it should occur. Employees will feel less threatened when reporting harassment if you explain retaliation against a complaint is illegal. You want to train supervisors to identify and manage religious accommodations requests and instances of discrimination. The supervisor should respond promptly and apply the proper corrective action. And you don't want to associate corporate social events and activities with specific holidays. If your company chooses to treat employees to lunch in December, give that occasion a generic name like holiday lunch. And consider adding 1 to 2 floating holidays to your paid time off policy and allowing flexible work schedules when possible. These opportunities enable employees to schedule work around personal or religious matters, reducing the number of requested accommodations. I hope you find that helpful. Again, tis the season for employment law compliance. I don't want to see any of you getting into trouble this time of year. I realize it's a festive time of year. We've got that holiday music playing. And regardless of what type of company you have, you should. We talk all the time about creating a culture where people want to work. And indeed, there is the right balance between providing that culture, but not creating an environment that is discriminatory to one or many religions. So try it out. And next week, we will include some holiday party tips. Indeed, every company, big or small, should start thinking about holiday parties, whether it's for clients or staff. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week on Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business and lots of helpful information like this for employers and employees alike can be found on the website of our wonderful, wonderful sponsors, Tandem HR. Check them out, TandemHR.com, or give them a call for a free consultation, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Coming up after the break, I've got more tips, advice, and information for all of you small business owners. You don't want to miss it, Chicago. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back after this quick break.
With the holidays approaching, now's the perfect time to purchase 2 gifts and only pay for one. Or give a gift and keep one for yourself. Yes, folks, the MyPillow buy one, get one free offer is back. I urge you to go online or call now and take advantage. By using the promo code Amy, you'll get the absolute best deal available. I personally love my MyPillows. I get a great night's sleep by moving the fill to give me the support I need, regardless of my sleep position. And I never wake up with a stiff neck or headache. They're made in America. You can wash and dry them. They're hypoallergenic. Plus, have a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And it's great to know you're supporting a company that helped thousands of hurricane victims. So get your buy one, get one free MyPillows as gifts or for yourself by calling 800-489-0201. Use the promo code Amy or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201, promo code Amy.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Dr. Amy has really helped me. After experiencing a divorce in my 50s, I wasn't sure how to handle the stress and changes I was about to encounter. I needed to find a new profession since my ex-husband and I had worked together at our own company. Plus, there were other challenges with our own grown kids, family, and friends. It was wonderful to have Dr. Amy's guidance through this difficult situation. She kept me on track and assured me I was thinking correctly. She made a very hard time easier, and I will forever be grateful. If you're going through some hard life struggles, I would highly recommend Dr. Amy and Associates.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. So occasionally I get into a kick where I start to do a little bit of research. I block out the time. That's for another topic. We've talked a lot about time management, but occasionally I just block out several hours to work on research on a specific subject. In this case, I called companies because I wanted to see a little bit about the experience. I've spoken about this on the air many, many times about how people's phone etiquette is. So I called many different companies, all in a specific industry, and I'll talk about that in a moment. So I can't attach the word success to this project, but it definitely revealed some startling truths about our relationship with the telephone. So what did I discover in these calls? What does it mean for the future of phone conversation? For the past bunch of years, I've been involved in a number of cold calling projects, whether it's for organizations trying to help them fundraise or for business, actually literally calling and trying to pitch products and services. Slowly but surely, I've reduced my time on the phone, but still take care of one or two of these projects a year to make sure my skills align with the market conditions. This year presented me with my biggest learning curve yet. I made, on this specific project a few weeks ago, I made 26 calls to different software companies. And there was a reason I made those calls to software companies specifically. But traditionally, making 26 calls would result in a minimum of 4 detailed conversation and at least 1 meeting booked. But that did not happen this time. Only 6 of those companies that I called had employee-specific voicemail, which allowed me to leave a message, and no one called me back. At the other 20 companies I encountered, there was, in one case, no voicemail at all, a phone ringing in space. In the second company, it was a dial-by-name directory that took me to voicemail with no name attached to it. Number 3 was a dial-by-name directory that took me to an employee's voicemail that was full, unable to receive more messages. The 4th was a dial-by-name directory that did not include our contact or any executive at the company. The 5th was an answering service that was only able to accept minimal information. The 6th was a receptionist that would only connect me if they could find me in the company's database. And the 7th was helpful staff who had no idea how to reach the executive I was calling. So while it's tempting to dismiss this trend specifically to these software companies that I was calling, I know that that's not the case. Due to our constant state of overwhelm, which I believe is very real, and more companies labeling phone calls as unnecessary distractions or intrusions and beginning to limit access, we're starting to see specific distinctions between companies that embrace phone communication and those that don't, and the types of clients each attracts and keeps. So I'll share more research on this in the coming weeks before New Year's. Yes, it is indeed just right around the corner. In the meantime, I'm curious to have you share your thoughts with me. Go on my website through our contact form. By the way, I have a brand new, beautiful website, so check it out. But go through the contact form. Let me know what choice you'll make or have you made about the role of the phone in your company. And many, many thanks to those of you that have responded publicly and privately to my questions in past weeks. It's always fascinating to hear people's perspectives. People are constantly tweeting at me, Facebooking me, contacting me through the website with so many great ideas, and I encourage that. Again, check out my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. You get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And as we close, I do want to mention that this Saturday is Small Business Saturday that comes between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and it's a great time for you to support small businesses in your local community, up and down Main Street or whatever the Main Street is in your local community. Visit those businesses, buy your holiday gifts from them, support those stores so they will be around for your kids. Don't take them for granted. Support small businesses on Small Business Saturday this Saturday. Right after Thanksgiving. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy time with your family. We'll talk to you next Sunday on Get Down to Business. To success, let's get down to business. We'll see you next Sunday at 6 p.m.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,